So I hope you're having a good year so far. It is time to look at the Knight of Swords in the deck of tarot. We are moving along. We'll probably finish the Suit of Swords this week. If you like rock and soul tarot and how we apply music to explore the meanings of certain cards and what they might mean to you, please subscribe to Rock and Soul Tarot on whatever media platform you're listening to it on right now. Please subscribe to Rock and Soul Tarot on YouTube, and my Instagram is Orlando0616. I am booking readings now. I'm booking a few a week. If you want to reach out, talk to me about how we can possibly do that together, Orlando0616. I'll follow you on Instagram and follow me back so I could see your messages. Now, as we look at the Knight of Swords, it's this energy of being driven, of not waiting around hoping something happens for you. It's making the opportunities. Now, with that can come some problems. There are challenges, there are difficulties. Anytime you want to step into something new and take on the world and challenge yourself and face the challenges of what might come through with a new project or a new idea, you might piss some people off, but you don't care because you know that in your heart you can do it. There's something out there for you, and you have got to start moving. You can't wait for the universe to let you know that it's ready for you. In your mind, with the Knight of Swords, the universe has already told you to do it, and now you're just moving. Now, look at Rob Zombie. Rob Zombie was at the height of the rock world with his band White Zombie. Then he decided to branch out onto his own. The music that he made under his name Rob Zombie was really no different than anything he did as White Zombie, but he wanted to pursue a career on his own. He knew he was looking into other things. Savaged relationships with his band members in White Zombie, but he didn't care. He knew what was coming. He knew that there was more ahead for him, and more than just music. And had he still been in a band, he probably would have felt saddled. He would have felt strapped down and not been able to pursue his new career, which is movie making, which he is absolutely thriving in right now. But he didn't always get it right. He didn't always get it right when he channeled this Knight of Swords energy and just didn't look behind him and didn't really care who he was possibly affecting by this or how he was going to be affected by it. He just forged ahead with sheer strength, sheer determination, and he made a couple of movies, and then he decided to take on the Halloween project. And if you look at early interviews with John Carpenter, the original inventor of the Halloween movie franchise, he wasn't happy with Rob Zombie, wasn't happy with the direction Rob Zombie took the movies in, how he wanted to get more into the origin of the Michael Myers character. I think he called him a piece of crap, and I'm actually watering down what he really said. And Rob Zombie has gone on record to say, listen, there were some misunderstandings and everything's better now. But that's what could happen with the Knight of Swords. You are like a bull in a china shop, full speed ahead, and that fast thinking can get you in a little bit of trouble. So it's something to look out for when you're channeling the energy of the Knight of Swords. You see, you might have great ideas, and your intellect might be at a higher level, and that higher level might see things in a better way. Better is subjective, but maybe it is in a better way. But that doesn't mean if there are five people sitting in front of you that don't have the ability to channel that higher intellect, they're really not going to care if it's better because they're not going to see it. They're not going to see that your way is better. And with the Knight of Swords energy, you're trampling down the road trying to get it done. But if any of the five people in front of you that don't understand might have something to do with how you're going to get ahead and achieve this goal, you might have a problem. You have to understand when the Knight of Swords energy comes up that not everybody's on your level. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You have to learn in life to adapt to other people's ways of thinking. I know that's very unpopular now, but the Knight of Swords shows up once in a while to remind us of that. You know, sometimes it might be the warning to slow down, but sometimes it might be a warning to say, hey, look at who else might be affected by what you're doing. Is it worth it? Is it worth running over people to get what you want? That's what you might want to contemplate when looking at the Knight of Swords and when looking at the energy that shows up when it pops up in a reading. Now, if you like the way we do this, please subscribe to Rock and Soul Tarot. Please reach out to me if you would like a reading or even just want some information on how readings are done. Music is a language that anybody, absolutely anybody, can understand. When you look at videos on YouTube of these bands that come from America or come from England, that go to another country, that other country might not speak English, at least not as a primary language, but they know every word of every song. Somehow it still reaches out to them. Even if they don't understand the lyrics, they feel the music. Music is a universal language. Tarot is a universal tool to help guide us to whatever it is we need, perhaps warn us, perhaps teach us. And that's why we do this together. Rock and Soul Tarot, thank you for listening. We will see you soon for the Queen of Swords. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.